Do you struggle with fatigue, constipation, indigestion, joint pain, headaches, sleepless nights, or weight gain despite eating healthy and exercising? Poor intestinal health could be the culprit. It's time to take action now and experience the incredible benefits of a healthy gut. Zoe Cleanse is a 14-day program designed to generate a progressive cleansing effect on your body through three simple, all-natural phases. Most people report feeling better, sleeping better, waking with more energy, and looking thinner within the first few days. Previously on One-on-One, Dr. Joe Cristiano, renowned expert on internal health, championed Damon's journey towards restoration, better well-being, and the ability to live out God's purpose. We've already learned that eating for your blood type plays an essential role in overall health. And today, Dr. Joe discusses how pairing what we eat with a healthy environment is the ultimate key to feeling better, losing weight, sleeping better, and waking with more energy. Watch as Damon and Dr. Joe get down to the simple truths of colon health and reveal powerful strategies that just might save your life.
When it comes to setting up a baseline for healing, we have to detox the body. We need to start in the colon because nearly every disease known to man starts from your environment.
You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Dr. Joe, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Damon.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back, man. Thank you.
It's a very important time in my life to have you in my life because God wants to do so much in my life for ministry. God wants to do so much in my life to help my clients, to just be a blessing, right? And, you know, there's so many people watching that've got gifts planted in them that unfortunately many will take to the grave. Well, God didn't design us to take our gifts to the grave, did he?
Right.
But you can't get your gifts out to the world. You can't live a life of fullness and abundance. You can't be happy. You can't prosper on the job. You can't prosper in your relationships if you're not healthy.
Absolutely.
So I'm on that journey with you. You're on that. We're one-on-one together, and this is part two. Last time you talked about the gut.
Yeah.
Last time you talked about detoxifying my body. Mm-hmm. You've started me on a journey to eating right,
yes.
Eating things that were designed for me to repair and to heal, right?
Yes.
But you talked about detox. You talked about this stuff going on in my gut. And as I read your book, I discovered some things about leaky gut, for example.
Exactly.
Proper intestinal flora. Some stuff I never heard before.
Sure. If we want good health, if we want to have longevity, if we want a better quality of life, we've got to go to the environment. If it's toxic, chances are we're going to have undigested food, impact fecal matter, parasitic infestation, and a litany of other health issues that people would have. Anything from foul breath to poor skin tone to fibromyalgia to IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and many, many more.
Wow. Let's start then with meeting people where they are, okay? Diagnose, if you will, what likely is going on in nearly everyone watching this program, including myself. Here I am, seated in this seat. What is likely going on in my gut?
All right, now we're opening up a bag of worms here, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
It.
When the colon is slowed up. In other words, that transit time.
What do you mean?
The time we ingest food to the time we eliminate. There's a healthy timeline there. So if you have breakfast today or now, in 24 hours, you should eliminate the fecal matter.
Are most people like that?
No. Most people are clinically constipated.
What do you mean?
Most people do not have up to two to three bowel movements a day.
If I'm not passing what I ate several times a day, what's happening?
Okay, well, all that fecal matter, all that toxic matter is being impacted into the colon instead of being removed or eliminated.
What do you mean by impact?
There's a peristaltic motion. It's like a snake that moves.
Okay.
The colon functions that way.
Okay.
Well, if it can't remove the fecal matter, it gets clogged. It just keeps packing it tighter and tighter. I'll give you an example.
Where's it going?
It's going nowhere. That's the problem. So it needs to be evacuated.
So for somebody who's, I'm just doing the simple math, eating three times a day, only going one time a day, and probably for many who are constipated, it's probably not a whole lot coming out. Pardon me for being graphic. But you're saying that people just doing the simple math could be sitting here watching the show with pounds of fecal matter impacted in their colon. Am I understanding you right?
Absolutely, bro. And I really hate to talk about this, but I need to talk about it because it's so important. The fecal matter, as I mentioned before, is being impacted because of the muscle action in the colon. And if you can't eliminate, it's just going to keep impacting and impacting. We've done some research, and Elvis Presley was found to have around approximately 50 pounds in his colon.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to sit back on that one. How can you have 50 pounds on your body? The body just naturally pushed that through.
It just compacts it and compacts it like a
compactor. What, over time?
Over time, of course. That's what constipation does. And we'll talk about that in a second, but John Wayne had up to 60 pounds.
This is medically proven?
There's research on this? Absolutely.
So you mean to tell me I can lose 10 pounds pretty quick, my brother, if I get this stuff out of my system?
You know, I can run with that, and people do with certain colon cleanses to say, hey, it's all about losing weight. Yeah, you're going to weigh less on the scale if you get rid of the impact fecal matter, which is a healthy thing. It's not a weight loss thing, and it has nothing to do with losing body fat. But yes, you'll weigh less. Your waistline will drop, and there's some beauty in that.
Some studies say you shouldn't get colon cleanses. Talk to me about that.
Well, I'm not sure where that comes from, but I can tell you and attest to the many people that have done the colon cleanse and the wonderful results they got.
Let's talk about it.
If you've never detoxed before, if you've never done a colon cleanse, you're probably hosting a whole colony of parasites. Imagine that.
What are parasites?
Are
worms?
Worms. Well, I tell people this. Please don't send me a shot of your results. In other words, and what I mean by that is some people have experienced 6-inch worms when they were eliminated after they went through the colon cleanse. They had a colony of 6-inch worms growing in their colon, never, ever knowing it.
Oh, my gosh. And
what's
that doing in their colon?
It's causing toxicity to build up not only in the colon, but throughout the entire body.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why people that exercise, take their vitamins, supposedly dieting, and still have the blahs, can't figure it out.
What do you mean by blahs?
In other words, I'm off. You know, like I should be more energetic. What's up? You're toxic.
Which could be impacted fecal matter.
Yeah, it's putrefaction of the
colon.
Which
means what? It's what?
It's remaining in your body.
And what are those toxins doing in your body?
Leading to colon cancer. Body's sending up symptoms. Foul breath, weakness, achy joints. You can't digest food properly. You have stomach problems, stomach pain, fibromyalgia. All these things that we're dealing with, which are all symptoms, are coming from the colon.
Gosh.
A dysfunctional colon. Now, back to what we're talking about. When you ingest that food, 24 hours, up to 16 to 24 hours, you should have eliminated the fecal matter, the toxic part of it. Your body should absorb the nutrients from the food.
Sure.
If you're constipated, it can't.
Got it.
So we're running around the United States and other countries malnutritioned.
Wow.
Not knowing it. Here's what happens with the parasites, which I mentioned to you. If you have a healthy, functioning colon, your transit time from 16 hours to 24 hours, you're eliminating from that meal.
Got it.
You're fine.
Got it.
But if it's longer than that, up to 36 hours, the parasites start to grow.
Oh, my gosh.
They start colonies. The average...
Start colonies, not just one.
No, here's what they do.
They bring a whole posse with them.
Two things, brother. Here's what they do. They take the nutrients from your food, and they excrete their toxins into your body.
So you're eating great food, but the only people benefiting are those
parasites, dudes
sitting in your gut.
Yeah, and they grow families.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the average transit time of in America, of the average adult American, is 96 hours.
But incubation has already happened by then.
36 hours, parasites start to grow. So let me ask you, if you're not having a bowel movement after your meals yesterday and the next day, still having meals, what's going on? The colon's become an impact, toxicity builds up, and what happens then is we have what you mentioned earlier, and that's auto-intoxication. Now the toxins that should be expelled are in your bloodstream.
Gosh.
It's going through your body, refiltered the liver, overtaxing your liver, and now the liver is starting to be worn out because of this excess workload, which should never happen.
Gosh.
And eventually, besides the quality of your health, besides your energy levels, and everything else, you are a prime candidate for colon cancer.
Okay, so I'm on this journey of recovery with you.
Yes.
And so I'm eating right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm matching the kind of foods I should be eating to my body type, and I'm avoiding the foods I should not, according to my blood type.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than that. Because if my colon is messed up, and I'm not expelling even the good foods, I'm a walking, talking, toxic time bomb.
Yeah, a cesspool ready to explode. You're in deep trouble.
What
and
you,
no matter how bad you want to be healthy, no matter what your condition is, you can't heal.
Wow.
Because you're toxic.
Wow.
So constipation is one of the major contributors to a dysfunctional colon. And then constipation comes on from stress. Now imagine people that have stress in the world. It contributes to that. Medications. You're taking, we're taking symptom stoppers.
Sure.
All right?
Say it like it is. We're taking pharmaceutical drugs to treat a problem, but it's constipating
We're treating the symptom.
Yeah.
And it's causing constipation.
It's constipating.
Right.
Does this lead to maybe sleep loss?
Absolutely.
I mean, so if I'm not sleeping at night, and I'm popping pills for that probably.
Exactly. So your body.
It could be a result of being toxic and constipated.
It's a domino effect.
Wow.
And what happens, and it's over time. See, this is the problem. It's over time. I always talk about a baseline. Hmm. Establishing a healthy regimen of eating based on your blood type, your
Got
genetics.
It.
Okay.
It.
When it comes to setting up a baseline for healing, we have to detox the body. We need to start in the colon because nearly every disease known to man starts from your environment.
And so you've got a whole product line that is in three phases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to talk about it. Let's dive in.
Well, it's a system right away and not a pill. Okay, a lot of times you can take herbal laxatives and it gives you a soft bowel movement,
mm-hmm.
but that's not a cleanse.
Mm.
So a good cleanse, a perfect cleanse, so to speak, would be one where you go through phases, and this does that. We need to get in the colon and scrub it and clean it. That's what we need to do.
Got it.
Not just to have a watery bowel movement.
Got it.
Okay, sometimes we take, like I said, an herbal laxative or just laxatives.
Yep.
And a person will feel better because they went. But
right.
they hadn't been going for weeks because they feel terrible.
And they probably haven't gotten all of it out.
They didn't get any of it out. Everything hinges around digestibility and assimilation. I don't care what you eat. If you can't digest the food that you're eating, if you can't assimilate it and you're having problems eliminating,
got it.
You're just toxic. You remain toxic and malabsorption sets in and your quality of life just drops.
Sure.
So we go into the environment, and we need to do something besides having loose bowels,
mm-hmm.
okay? So
mm-hmm.
I look at it as a system. In other words, I want to prep my colon. I want to get in there and scrub it and clean it,
mm-hmm.
and then I want to replace the bad bacteria that's in there from the wrong foods
mm-hmm.
and the improper digestion with probiotics.
Got it.
Now I'm clean. Now my colon is now functioning normal. Now what happens, and I'm getting ahead of myself, is when I eat or drink a nice glass of juice, my body absorbs it all because it's not clogged anymore.
Oh, so not only are you
Are you getting out what's there and prepping your body for right digestion and fixing the constipation problem? But we're now going to absorb the kind of the minerals, the nutrients that we weren't.
Exactly. So what do? You feel great. All of a sudden you feel great. I talk to people all the time. When did you do your last colon cleanse? Well, I've never done one. Oh, really? You don't eat for your blood type? No. When they make those changes, just like that.
Wow.
Let me talk about phase one.
Got it.
Phase one is a prep phase. 7 days. All you do, you don't change a thing in your lifestyle. You just follow the direction. You take the capsules. What happens with these herbs is two things. One, it breaks down the mucites that are built up in the colon wall, sticky, and it starts to kill off parasites, the very thing you need.
And the first 7 days?
First 7 days. They don't have to change their medications. They don't have to change anything. It's just a prep phase.
So phase one, just phase one in the first 7 days, we're going to get out of our gut what shouldn't be there.
Right. The colon walls start to be prepared for what's coming, and that's phase two, which is the cleansing phase.
Got it.
Okay. Here's a four-day juice fast only.
Got it.
Avoiding solids, because you can't expect your car to be clean in a dust storm.
Whew, that's tough. 4 days of no solids.
Yeah, but you know, we have diabetic patients that let us know that during those 4 days, they didn't need their insulin.
How do you get by a day without, that's tough, man.
We're fasting, but we're having juice. And I don't mean just juice. You can have soup, broth, you can have vegetable juice, and you can have pretty much all you want day and water.
Can I juice?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So you won't starve, but you won't have solids. But there's a purpose, obviously, for that. So now the colon's been prepped in phase one. Now we're on our juice fast, and we're not polluting it with solids. And now the colon cleanse can start scrubbing the colon walls where all the fecal matter was impacted. Okay, and the power to absorb, withdraw that which was impact will be expelled through the body.
So it actually pulls
the impact
out
from the walls.
Away from the walls. And that's what's here in this.
Yeah, bentonite clay, phase two.
Detoxifying powder.
Yes, powerful.
Wow.
Very, very powerful. But after phase two is over, the program shows you to go back to normal eating.
Okay.
Phase three.
According to your blood type.
According to your blood type, obviously. And phase three is all about taking probiotics, very powerful probiotics, which are a healthy bacterium that goes into the colon.
Okay, back up on that one.
Okay.
Probiotics.
Probiotics.
One more time, what that is, because I have heard that term in yogurt, for example.
Yes, but let me say this
healthy here. Bacteria?
Yes, healthy bacteria. But we have billions of bad bacteria in our colon when we're not eating carbohydrates that are compatible to our blood type. So our diet and colon cleansing really have to work hand in hand.
Wow.
They really do. Because there's a natural detox with the eating foods for your blood type, but this one is going in to the mechanism that's going to have everything to do with the outcome of your health.
Wow.
Okay, so now when the person starts phase three, they return to normal eating. Here's where the fireworks are. This is a little graphic, but it's the real thing. You will see, okay? That's why I say don't send me photos of your results. You're the entire shape of your colon when you go.
Wow.
And it's fluffy and it floats and it's not plop, plop, plop. If you got plop, plop, plop going on,
you got a problem, problem,
yes.
Problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
And what happens is this is where people will see fruit seeds from fruit that they haven't had for 6 months.
What?
It's amazing what goes on.
How fast does this work?
Well, this is a 14-day system.
All right. Got it.
Good things start happening right away. The program is very simple. In fact, you don't have to take days off from work. You don't have to stand guard near the restrooms or things like that.
Wow.
It's
so it isn't
very
that difficult.
Effortless.
It's not that difficult.
No, no.
It's just a matter of making a decision.
Yes.
How badly you want
exactly
a better life. You know there's more. You just need to understand the steps to get there.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
What made you decide to start taking care of your health or addressing your health?
Well,
because that's what everyone has to consider.
Yeah, well, for starters, I'm in pain. You know, I'm limited. I'm tired.
Yes.
It's a struggle
to
get by and through the day. And I don't want to live like that. So I said, I got to do something.
Yes.
And I was praying and I was asking God to heal me and wondering why he wasn't. But I think that, you know, it's really what this program is all about. It's what this TV show is all about. There are people that are sitting where I am and they're praying and they're waiting for God to show up. And I think God's sitting there saying, I am.
Right.
I brought you this show and I brought you somebody like Dr. Joe that's got the answers. And that's where I was. I said I needed to reach out and ask for some help. And I think that anybody who can't figure it out and is tired of struggling should stop and consider, should I be asking for some help? And that's what this is all about.
Yes. The wise man, the wise woman would become a faithful caretaker of their health. Because you can work your entire life to make the money, but I promise you, you'll burn that candle out to where you're going to take your wealth to try to regain your health back.
Wow.
And we need to just sit back and say, do I want to continue on this path, or is there a better path? And of course, you know there's a better path.
Have you walked this journey yourself?
Absolutely. Yes, I have. For most of my life, I've been suffering with chronic pain. And I'm talking about not too long ago that I was in using a walker.
What?
To get around.
Because of pain?
Yeah, chronic pain.
Wow.
And even with the best diet, even with the understanding that I have, some of us have conditions that need more than just that.
Got it.
Okay? But there's a place to begin. The minute you change, and you're changing, you're walking through your healing. People that know that and see you down the road from now, I know what it's going to do. It's going to influence them and give them encouragement and hope that there's hope for them.
That's right. And that's what this is all about. That's what we're trying to accomplish here. We're not just trying to move products, solutions to make money from people. In fact, I'm going to do something right now that I have never done on this show before. I'm going to make a guarantee to you watching, a guarantee that takes all of the risk off the table. Maybe you're sitting there and you're saying, I just don't know. I want you to be clear that you have no risk. It took 14 days?
Yes, 14, even less.
Even less. I'm going to give you not just 14 days, I'm going to give you an entire month. I want you to call. My announcer is going to tell you how you can get this amazing phase one, phase two, phase three. Three simple, straightforward steps to the best days of your life. It's going to take you 14 days from the time you get started. But you know what? You might spend 2 weeks before you get started. I'm going to give you 30 days, a guarantee. If in 30 days from the time that this arrives at your doorstep, follow the steps that Dr. Joe described. If you don't see exactly what he's saying that you will see, then I'll buy it back from you. No questions asked.
Claims to ease constipation, heartburn, indigestion, headaches, improve sex drive, alleviate joint pain and inflammation, fight fatigue, and even lose weight. Claims of colon cleansing benefits are everywhere. We see experts around the world promoting them every day on the internet, on television, and in magazines. But does it really work? Is it good for you? Can a healthy gut actually be the answer? If you woke feeling sluggish and bloated, if you're popping pills and over-the-counter antacids, if you're relying on laxatives or feel like pounds just keep packing on and you can't seem to get them off, it might be time for Zoe Cleanse. Today, you met Dr. Joe Cristiano and discovered why the health of your colon is so important and why poor intestinal health might be contributing to many of the symptoms you experience. You may be carrying pounds of, well, the stuff that you just don't want. It's time to take action now and experience the incredible benefits of a healthy gut. Zoe Cleanse is a 14-day program designed to generate a progressive cleansing effect on your body through three simple, all-natural phases. Most people report feeling better, sleeping better, waking with more energy, and looking thinner within the first few days.
I've just started phase two of the cleansing program, and I am so pleased. My energy's high, I feel great, and I got on the scale this morning and lost 3.5 pounds.
I've been on blood pressure medicine for almost 12 years. Since doing the colon cleanse and eating for my blood type, I've lost 14 pounds and no longer need blood pressure medicine. At 50, I'm feeling great.
Imagine the benefits you will experience after completing this short 2-week program. In phase one, the prep phase, we prepare the colon for cleansing, get things moving, and kill off parasites that are hiding in the gut and wreaking havoc on you.
In step two, the cleansing phase, we begin cleansing and detoxifying through a proprietary all-natural powder. These ingredients team together with other vital nutrients in capsule form to facilitate a proper colon cleansing and detoxifying process. The powder helps to make you feel full, absorbs the toxic buildup in your system, sweeps up the parasites, and scrubs the walls of the colon gently and naturally. In phase three, the restoration phase, good bacteria is restored back into your system through probiotics and enzymes that support overall intestinal health. Take our 14-day colon health challenge right now and get your body ready for optimum health from the inside out with Zoe Cleanse. The entire system is yours risk-free for your gift of only $59.95. You will not see this system anywhere else for this low price. And if you don't see results, you can return your product for a full refund, no questions asked. In addition to our all-natural Zoe Cleanse system, Damon will also send you the uncut, full-length, behind-the-scenes interview with Dr. Joe, not seen on today's show. You will be amazed as you hear the truth about what's happening inside your body in shocking detail. This entire system is yours for the low price of only $59.95. This small gift will help you get on the road to being healthy, feeling better, and looking better, while also helping Damon get programs like this one into homes across the world so others can get the information they need to live their best lives. Don't waste any more time living with poor health. Call now.
Dr. Joe, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
I'm going to bring you back.
Great. I'd love to come back.
And by the way, people need to hear the story about dealing with pain. They need to hear about that. You ought to write a book. You ought to.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I have a new book coming out shortly.
Come on.
Living Beyond Your Chronic Pain.
Living Beyond Your...
It's my story.
Oh, my gosh.
In remedies.
Oh, my goodness.
In hope for those in pain today.
When's it coming out?
It's coming out in...
This year.
This year.
Listen, would you come back?
I'd love to come back.
When you
Absolutely.
Get, when you're ready.
Yes.
I want to bring you back, talk about that book. Y'all ready for that? I know you are. It's been awesome.
Thank you so much.
Me one-on-one with you, Dr. Joe, and us one-on-one with you. I'm going to add one thing to your life right now. Here's the plus one of the day. One thing. Nothing's going to change until you make a decision to make a change. And that starts right now. I'm Damon Davis. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.